we're going over to the UK now to speak to Dame Hilary Bloom, who is the founder of the Charities Advisory Trust. They run Knit for Peace. It's a charity which matches knitters with good causes. They rely on volunteers to knit items of clothing, blankets and toys. The items are then sent to the organisation's headquarters, where more volunteers forward the items onto people in need. It's thought there are 22,000 knitters who donate to Knit for Peace, some of whom are over 100 years old. Welcome to the show, Dame Hilary. Hello.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, thanks very much for joining us. And what an amazing charity this is. Tell us when it started.
Well, it actually started very curiously in Rwanda, because we run something also called the Good Gifts Catalogue, where you can buy, you know, goat for a farmer in Africa. I mean, it's been widely copied by other charities, but we started that. And we went to check in Rwanda that the money that we were giving was actually being spent correctly, because you have to see, otherwise, you know, God knows what could be happening with this stuff.
Mm.
So I noticed there were a group of war widows. They've gone through terrible experiences of having, you know, their families killed in front of them. And they were both Hutu and Tutsi, the two warring factions. And it was hard to know how they could make a living. So I saw that they could knit and crochet. So I said, well, why don't you knit cardigans for the street children or jumpers for the street children, and we'll put it in the Good Gifts Catalogue and we'll ask people to pay for it. And that's how it started. They formed what was in effect a sort of self-help cooperative of the women, and it's still going 12 years later. But people heard about it actually in the groups we were supporting in India, and they said, let's help, let's bring together Hindu and Muslim women in the slums of Delhi. And then it just spread, and then they started groups in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, and ultimately in Nepal and in Afghanistan. And when people in the UK heard that we were had some connection with Afghanistan, they said, look, we're sending them soldiers, can't we send them warm jumpers for the children? So we said yes, because you like to encourage people who want to help other people. And we thought we'd get sort of three baby hats in a jiffy bag or something. But what we discovered was this enormous tsunami of knitting arrived. I mean, now we get, you know, 40 parcels a day and increasing.
Gosh.
Because what we found out is not just that there were lots of people who need warm blankets and clothing, but also there are lots of knitters, people who really like to knit. But if you're a keen knitter, I mean, you know, you're knitting sort of a matinee jacket an afternoon, and, you know, you can make a blanket in 2 weeks. So their real problem is they love to knit, but there was no one to give you knitting to. I mean, I have my grandchildren, I hear them coming up the garden path with my daughter-in-law saying, keep it on till your granny sees it, you know. And they're saying, it's itchy, you know. They go, shh. So you're stuck, you know, you want to do it, but what are you going to do with your output? So that's what we really discovered. And then we kept getting notes from people who sent the knitting in saying, you can't realize how much better this makes me feel. You know, I'm 102 and I can still knit. My husband's got dementia and it helps me to sit with him. The carer and I sit and knit together. It's quite extraordinary. So we thought, this really, what's going on here? This isn't what we thought was going on. And we uncovered the fact that there was enormous amount of very reliable scientific evidence done by medical schools like Harvard Medical School or the Mayo Clinic and all over the place, of people having found that there was a huge therapeutic value in knitting. So we decided that we'd try and look at it more seriously. That hence our great report on the health benefits of knitting.
Yeah, it's just wonderful, isn't it? Because you think initially that the whole point of it is to be helping people that the knitting is going to go to. But as you say, it's helping the people that are knitting as well, which is wonderful.
It's extraordinary. It's a win-win situation.
Mm.
And the big advantage is we've got as well as doing a review of all the literature in the medical scientific journals, we also surveyed our knitters, and we got responses from over 1,000 of them. And it was extraordinary. They said, you know, we know that it helps lower your blood pressure and slows your heart rate. We know it's very good for countering anxiety and depression. It has enormous effect, beneficial effects. It helps arthritic fingers. But what we didn't realise is how much it changed people's views. And 70% of our knitters, pretty well 70% of the responders, are over 60. And for them, it made them feel less lonely, more connected. It just became very important to them to feel that they could still do things. And even when you've got the onset of dementia, because you've learnt to knit when you're relatively young, most people at age 8 were taught in English schools, the thing that's really interesting is that they can carry on and remember it. So we get, it's quite interesting, we get patterns that I recognise from the 60s that people can remember and knit again and again and again.
Wonderful.
It's extraordinary.
Absolutely. And great as well that they know that it's going to such a worthy place, that they must feel so much more purpose from that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you see the pictures on the television of people in Syria who have nothing, you know, living in these terrible bombed out areas, and know that your blanket might go there, or to refugees in Kurdistan, or people living who are in the UK who are homeless and are in shelters. Or we find people in the hospitals. The hospitals like to have blankets for the older people, particularly in dementia wards, because the people can recognise which is their bed by the different blankets on it. And it provides interest for them as well, because we have these things called twiddle muffs, which if people have dementia and they pluck at their clothing and are restless, if you give them this warm muff to put their hands in, there are things to fiddle on it with, like ribbons or a bell or a button or a zip. It keeps them contented.
Yeah, oh, that's great. So with all these incredibly worthwhile causes, both from the UK and around the world, how on earth do you decide where all the items are going to go?
Well, that became the challenge, really, as we started to get so much. So we spend our efforts on dealing with this enormous amount of knitting. So if we didn't deal with it and sort it quickly and get it out, we literally couldn't get into our premises, you know. So what a lot of our effort goes to finding out who needs it. And people, we contact all the people. There are people in very poor communities all over, you know, that we'll send to. We're very careful that when it's sent, that the delivery method is correct, because you can't just ship stuff over to, say, an African country and find that it's going to arrive. It might be stolen at the port. I mean, that's true of wherever it goes. It might be intercepted to, you know, anywhere we send. We have to make sure that it goes to those in need, and it isn't people opening the parcel saying, oh, this is so lovely, my daughter needs this. You know, it's got to go. So we put quite a lot of effort into checking that it's needed and that it goes to people who need it.
Fantastic. Well, if people want more information on this, if they want to get knitting themselves, how do they contact you? What's the website?
The website is Knit for Peace, and we have a newsletter every month that sort of tells you also where stuff's going and what's going on. And of course, we enable people also to support the project by sponsoring a sack, because it costs about £12 to send something out to make sure it's sorted, correctly packed and then delivered.
Fantastic. So there's various ways people can help.
And people, rather than sending stuff to us, I mean, we get people sending stuff from America, which is troublesome because we actually end up having to pay duty on it. But rather than shipping stuff, you know, ask people, say to people, find out if your local hospital needs anything, find out if your local community charities need anything, and arrange to knit for them. Hospices often like to have warm blankets. Hospitals often need things. Community groups often need to have things for baby clothes. When people have a baby, you know, if they haven't anything to take the baby home in, you could be sending them a supply.
Absolutely. Great advice. Well, if people want more information, Knit for Peace, they can find the information online. Dame Hilary Bloom, thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks for the opportunity.